This is Bird Note. Traveling down the Florida Keys, you might think when arriving at Key West that you've finally reached the very tip of Florida. Not quite. For out in the Gulf of Mexico, another 70 miles, lies a cluster of islets known as the Dry Tortugas. Low, sparsely vegetated, and wholly lacking in fresh water, the seven tiny islands add up to less than a quarter square mile of land. How significant can these tiny dots on a map be? From a bird's perspective, highly significant. Millions of migratory songbirds fly north across the Gulf and Caribbean each spring, headed for North America. If they run into the heavy wind and rain of a norther blowing down from the continent, the Dry Tortugas provide their first landfall. In a storm, thousands of storm-tossed birds, warblers, thrushes, cuckoos, and others, seek shelter on the Dry Tortugas. And migrants aren't the only birds to touch down here. The islands also host more than 85,000 nesting seabirds, many of them sooty terns. So for many birds, this miniature archipelago is a life giver as well as a lifesaver. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.